All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Time now for Coming in Hot with Brent Wallace and former Ottawa Senators Bobby Ryan and Jason York.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Coming in Hot. Brent Wallace alongside Jason York and Bobby Ryan, two of the best looking guys on this podcast.
At least we're part of the podcast today.
I got you a hoodie. I put your name on the plaque. What more do you need from me?
Yo, the t-shirt's getting taken in today, so perfect.
I'm giving my hoodie away because it's a tent.
Yeah. Now, you're never happy, Yorkie. Good to see both of you. By the way, while you two are crusty old veterans, there is an NHL debut tonight for the Ottawa Senators. Zach Ostapchuk in the lineup tonight, as Yorkie's buddy Rourke Chartier out of the lineup for looks like a week or so.
Yeah.
Really? Was it that hit?
I'm not sure of the exact injury, but yeah, I suspect.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I got to be honest. I don't know a ton about Ostapchuk. I saw the email. Thank you.
So Ostapchuk played 2 years, World Juniors, won 2 gold medals. Now he's playing in Belleville in his rookie year. Pretty good number, like 13 goals. I think that ties him for fourth on the team in goals. 4-game winning goals, 22 points. But he's got a big frame. I like the size that he brings. And he brings a little he's a little crusty. Let's put it to you that way.
Yeah, he's got some jam, right?
Yeah.
He's had a real good fights, hasn't he?
Yeah, he went with, am I not mistaken, Matt Rempe?
I saw that when it came out. Yeah, somebody tweeted it, and it was a great tilt.
Yes. So I like him. Like I'm interested to see how he's going to play, and good for him to get a call. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. But I think that line could, well, you could maybe move Dominic Kubalik around somewhere. Could be good.
Yeah. I didn't mind Tkachuk's game the other night. Like, he's tough. Fine. Like he only played 8 minutes, and that game in particular, Jacques basically ran two lines in that game. Like, it was crazy. Yes. I think Schmeichel there played 4 minutes. Tkachuk played 8. Kastelic barely played as well. So that's tough. So it's tough to evaluate. So hopefully this young guy will get an opportunity, because unless you play double digits, it's really hard. I don't know about you, Bob, but like, what's the magic number you need as a forward to really get your feet wet and feel good?
I guess that's different for everybody, in the sense that like fourth line guys can feel really good at 8 to 12. Whereas like I always felt really out of the game unless I was touching 15 or 16 when penalties come in or whatever. So it's just different. I think if you're a guy that's got to put up points, it feels like 10 to 12 would feel horrific. But as a fourth line guy, you're like, I got 10 minutes. I felt great. Like, it's just so, it's so relative to the position, right?
Yeah, yeah. We used to have a magic number of when I was playing and Jacques was coaching. If you didn't get, I think it was 15. I think anyone under 15 had to ride the bike, like do the sprints after the game. So yep. Guys would be end of a game. If you knew you weren't there, you might extend that shift a little longer so you don't have to get on the bike after.
Just begging for it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Magic number for a D for me, it was always, if I was under 18 minutes as a D, you didn't feel as good. 18 is a pretty good threshold to get into the flow of a game for defensemen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a reminder, we do have a special guest lined up for later today, so I won't announce it in case anything happens, but he should be on board. Good friend of Jason York's. A good friend of the show, actually. But we'll keep that a secret until now. Let's just take care of some bills before then. This show proudly presented by Betway. Bet your way with Betway. Must be 19 plus. Please play responsibly. Also an official partner of the National Hockey League.
As well as BEI, our good friends at BEI, the heavy civil general contractor in both the public and the private sectors. When planning your next project, consider them for your aggregate supply needs. They move stuff. They haulage, they haul, they mix. Whatever you need done, they got a job for. Find them at BonisherExcavating.com or give them a shout at 613-432-1120. BEI, thank you.
Well, I know. And good old Douglas Mattress, friend of the show, all around good guy. Named Canada's best mattress on Canadian Living. Unrivaled comfort and feel. Motion isolation. Sleeps cool. Relieves pressure points. And of course, it's a great value. Loved by more than 200,000 Canadians. Over 10,000 five-star reviews. Easy online ordering and free shipping. Gets Douglas delivered right to your front step in usually 1 to 4 business days. Every mattress order comes with a free comfort sleep bundle, which includes pillow sheets and a mattress protector. Order your Douglas today. Don't wait. Start your 365-night sleep day trial by visiting douglas.ca/CIH.
And before we get to today's Did You Know, every All-Star needs a sidekick to support them, just like every Wendy's meal needs a 6-piece of nuggets, which would be good right about now. Right now, Wendy's is teaming up with Daily Faceoff Fantasy to bring you weekly prizes like free nuggets, burgers, and much more with the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool. So if you think you're an expert in all things hockey, prove it. If you aren't already, start adding a 6-piece to your Wendy's order for just $3.49. It's a dynamic duo like Bobby and Yorkie that you never saw coming. Sign up for Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool today, presented by Wendy's and the Wendy's app. All right, did you know? The Sens are 3-8-2 in their last 13 games. Their only wins this time is when they've scored 4 or more goals. The reason I'm saying that is Ottawa 4-28-4 when scoring 3 goals or less in a game and a league worst winning percentage of 111. The Sens, by the way, 21-5 when scoring 4 or more goals in a game. They need to score in order to win. That's all I'm trying to get at tonight. And so they're facing a team that also is struggling to score goals. When you are is this goaltending or is this a team that's just up front holding the sticks too tight?
They've proven they can score in the past. So it's not like they're just missing right now. Like they're
but deflated. Not this year.
Yeah, they haven't been as but that's a lot because of the power play has not been what it was last year, right? When you really break it down. So they have the firepower to do it. I think that they're all just so bogged down and exhausted from losing right now. And everybody's looking for the perfect play as opposed to just shooting the puck. And this is one of those games where you come home and you're like, all of a sudden they're going to erupt for 5 tonight. Watch. Everybody got some home cooking. Yeah, they need to.
So just to let people know, this is the top 6 right now for the Ottawa Senators. And Drake Batherson, he's done. He's pulled his weight, 4 goals in the last 8 games. Shane Pinto, 3 goals in the last 14. I should point out he does have 11 points in that span. Brady Tkachuk, 2 goals in the last 12. Matthew Joseph, 2 goals in the last 19. Both of those goals in the same game. Tim Stützle, 1 goal in his last 9. And Claude Giroux, 0 for the last 12.
Mm-hmm. G's kind of done that quietly too, because we're always praising him.
Yes,
he is, and so he has been the most consistent still.
Yes, and so it's tough to go, hey, like, come on, G, start. But he's by far the best forward. Just seems shocking to me that he's gone 0 for 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's shocking? Yeah. When you look at that Sens power play, 16%, 16.9. That's crazy where it was before. Mm-hmm. We're chatting about this today at our Tuesday skate. It's always, you get a sense to what people around the city, like a lot of the guys I skate with are big Sens fans. They love talking about it. And they're asking me about the power play. And I'm like, I don't know. It's like kind of what we talked about a couple shows ago. It was so good. When it was Batherson, when it was Tkachuk, when it was Stützle, when it was Norris, and you had Shabbat. And to me, that felt like a unit. And all of a sudden, Norris got hurt, missed last year. Things changed. The Cat came in for a while. This year, Tarasenko is in for a while. Giroux. I just think it's like I'll keep going back to this. This team needs a major shakeup in how it's constructed. It really does. Too much of the same thing, and that's why I think the power play is, and that's why I think they're struggling. They don't have enough dogs. They don't have enough dogs, guys. Mm-hmm. Guys that'll just play like dog on a bone.
This wasn't in the nerd report, but the power play is if that was the one thing that should have been easily on fire this year. We were always joking about how are they going to fit all these guys into the power play. So does Daniel Alfredsson understand the power play? Do we pin this on a coach?
No. It's basically a bunch of guys that don't. Because when things go bad, believe it or not, pros start to question themselves. There's a little bit of self-doubt creeps in. You start trying things. You start pressuring. The best goal scorers I played with are relaxed. But they're still playing hard. It's like you're doing things without really thinking about it. And it's really tough to explain. It's called the peak performance zone. And like I watched your goal the other day, Bob, the one we watched, that puck came to you and you're just so relaxed and it's just instinctual, bam, in the back of the net. Don't even think about it. To me, the Sens now, they're thinking about it. They're thinking about losing. They're thinking about what went wrong because to a man, every one of those guys at the beginning of the season is on record for saying we will be a playoff team. Now they aren't. Now they have to wear it. Now they have to own it. And they all know change is coming. And they're all wondering who's going to be out the door in the summer. That's the problem.
It's got a lot to do with it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Then take me through. And I know you guys have gone through tough seasons as well. They're into the final 20 games of the season. There's obviously nothing to play for, except we say the contracts, sure. But what's it like in that room right now when there is not much on the line? And let's not forget, the top eight guys, if you include Shane Pinto at the moment, and of course Josh Norris, are all signed. Five of the six D are signed, if I'm not mistaken. Like, there's not a lot of movement that's going to happen up front. Well, sorry, unless there's a trade. But there is no, like, Dominic Kubalik's a UFA. It's not like one of the top six is on the way out the door.
Yeah.
No, I mean, they're going to have to. It's going to be interesting. They're going to have to get creative if they're going to shake the core up. Because outside of. Well, you know, I shouldn't say that. You look at who their top six is. I think any of them could get some trade interest. But at the same time, like you have to decide on who your guys are and who the guys that are expendable are and get interesting and get creative and make a hockey move instead of a trade, make a hockey move that changes the dynamic of your top six a little bit. And it's not easy. Like, we all talk about it, but it's not easy to do, right? It's mm-hmm. There's a lot more than we think goes into it, I'm sure. So a lot of this team's coming back. That is the reality. They're just too comfortable.
I don't think it is.
I would say the easy move now is because Norris is having shoulder surgery. So if you're going to look at moving something on this team, everybody knows it. It's no secret. They have to go out, and there's some UFA-D you can go out there. We talked about one of them in particular, Dylan DeMello. There's a guy the Sens should be targeting. Mm-hmm. Like, absolutely. You know you can play. he can play. You know you need a right shot veteran. You know you need a guy that is a great complementary player for a guy like Shabbat, for example. He's just, that's what, to me, that's what I'd be hunting down. And then if you want to add another forward, you move one of your left shot D. You just, that's what you're going to, that's what they're going to have to do. If they want to mix up the core on this team, because if you dumb it down, you're not trading Tkachuk. You're probably not trading Stützle. I'm not trading Batherson with that contract. Not a friggin' chance. I'm not trading Matthew Joseph. I'm not trading Pinto, and I'm not trading Ridley Greig. And then Norris is hurt. So what do? You have to move one of your left shot D. And hey, top four D, you can get a lot four back. And then you fill that hole by going out and signing a good UFA right shot D. That's what you need. And I'd sign another D2. I would try and get another D2 because they need to change that mix back there.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. If you're going to, the biggest thing is moving up one of the defensemen to improve your offense and find a way to bring the right hand D in. Those are the moves that need to be made. And you need to address goaltending. And I don't know if you're going to be capable of that.
I
got to address special teams and you got to get a coach. So,
okay, let's start. So number one, let's get a coach.
Yeah.
I think the goal, I don't know, Bob, what do you, I think with the goalies, it's going to be a wait and see, like change the core of the D and how they play, how they defend, bring in a couple more responsible forwards and see how you start next year. Because I just don't think you can move Korpisalo. It's too much term.
You move Matt Murray. So maybe you can.
How many years did he have left on his deal when they moved him?
Two?
I was going to say two. I can't.
Korpisalo's got 4 years.
I understand, but there are deals to be made. It's just how much pain do you have to do to go through in order to make that deal? That's
all. Who knows? Like they moved Talbot because everybody said he couldn't play, and now all of a sudden he's playing well. Like maybe, it's very easy to blame the goalies, and we do it all the time. I'm of the opinion maybe they say we're going to change the team and how they play in front of the goaltenders, and let's see how the goaltenders do when we start the season. Because I just don't think they can change what they have back there. You can trade Forsberg, but I just don't think you can trade Korpisalo with that contract.
Agreed. It's going to be very. If they do, my hats are off to him. If you find a way after the season that he's had. But I think we right now the goalies that we are seeing in Forsberg and Korpisalo are who are going to start next year, and they have to have a renewed. The system has to change. The way they play has to change, and it has to be driven home from day one. Right.
Yeah.
It has
to be. Do that, but like by making the moves in the summer, you bring the guys in early. You make your moves at the draft. You sign a UFA or two, and you can change the makeup of your team in a hurry by bringing in the right guys. You really can.
Yep,
absolutely.
So if you look at that bottom six, Gavin on the salary board, I like Zach Ostapchuk's interesting to me because Mark Kastelic hasn't had a great season. I really like him. I think his size and his face-off ability is very good. But I'm wondering if Zach Ostapchuk can turn up his game here. Do we start to see like an entire third and fourth line get rebuilt completely? Like Angus Cruikshank, he seems like he could possibly be ready to make a move. That I don't see Tkachuk or Kubalik back. Imagine if they had Tkachuk and Kastelic or Kubalik on the same line. Oh my Lord.
You don't see Tkachuk back? Why not?
I think he's just a stopgap at the moment, but who knows?
I get that feeling too.
I think he's just here till the end of the year. They could qualify him. I think it's 813 grand, but I don't know that. Like, do you not have those guys? Do you not have Zach Ostapchuk, Angus Cruikshank?
But Tkachuk's a pro. Right? Like, he's a guy that knows what it is to play in the NHL right now. He's got a little bit of experience. And judging, I want to see him more before I say that. The scouting report on him is he plays the game hard. And he finishes checks and he plays kind of the way the Ottawa Senators need more of their guys to play. So 8 minutes of ice time in his first game. I want to see this guy play 10 games and then make an assessment.
Sure. I'm just going by, do they need him? I think they needed him because they're now dealing with injuries.
Five guys,
I think, in the lineup. That's all.
I do think it's pretty telling with Mark Kolastelic when you see a guy like Rourke Chartier is sent down, then he comes up and he plays a lot more under Jacques than Kostelec does. Like, and, yep, and Schmo, like he's got Jacques' trust. Like, he trusts him when he was out there. And I just,
he's a veteran, if you will. Like, I know he missed 2 years, but he's a guy that's been around. He just plays a simple game.
What's Kostelec's contract right now? Has he got one more year? Is that it?
You think he has one more year, correct?
He's got one more, right?
25, 26, 8, 25.
And again, like, even Kostelec, like, he was hurt this year. He doesn't play that. He doesn't play that much. So it's tough to really cement your role and your and what you do as a player in really limited ice.
He has 2 years left. Sorry. I understand. He has one more year left. I was looking at Zach Stopchuk. Sorry. His fitness testing is off the charts. Everything about him says a true pro. Maybe he just needs some coaching.
Yeah.
Tighten him up a little bit. Tighten it up.
Fair enough. Quickly, and I know we brought it up earlier. I went backwards, and I should have done the DoorDash hot and cold performer before I did the Wendy's. Did you know? Let's just get to it right now. This show proudly presented and delivered to you by DoorDash. Get what you want, when you want. Order from multiple restaurants with Double Dash on DoorDash and the same delivery without additional delivery fees, so everyone can get what they want or need. For a limited time, our listeners get 25% off, zero delivery fees on their first order, $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app. Enter code NATION25, all uppercase letters, NATION. That's 25% off up to a $10 value, zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app. And enter code NATION25. Offered valid in Canada, subject to change. Terms apply. So Claude Giroux is clearly Ottawa's most consistent player, but he's gone goalless in a season-high 12 games. It's his longest stretch in 4 years when he went 13 games without a goal in January of 2020. I just found that a bit surprising. And he does have points. Don't worry. He's put up, 11 assists in 15 games or something. Mm-hmm. But it just shocks me that he hasn't scored.
Yeah, he's just gone cold a little bit in that regard. Like, obviously, no pun intended. He's just gone a little cold there. But I almost don't care because he's 36 years old. He's got 11 assists in those games. He's always like, I never watch games where I'm like, Claude was missing there. Claude was missing assignments. Claude wasn't finishing. Like, he just does everything well. Yep. So if he goes a little dry in that area, I can live with that because I know that I can still put him on the ice in any situation. And the offense, because of his career, is going to come. It's not like the game's passing him by. He's just what did Clark MacArthur used to say? He's colder than a lake trout right now. But he'll work himself out of the goal drought. I don't even care. He's their most consistent forward, and that's a shame to say too. Good on him, but with a team that young, he should not be that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he put up a career. He almost had a career year last year based on just the goals he scored at 36 or 35 years old. It wasn't to pick on him. I just ran out of people to talk about.
Throwing him under the bus. Yeah.
You had a group of five that you could have picked from when you just told us the laugh board. So
I've gone through all those.
I was going to say, leave the 36 year old that's leading the team consistently every night. And
takes all key face offs. He's out there to start kills. He's on a power play. He's trying to help mentor these guys. Yeah. He's not scoring. We still get an assist.
How frustrated is
what more do you want from the guy?
I want him to, I need him to score because Ottawa and Pittsburgh, by the way, over the last, since May 26, which is Ottawa winless in seven, have two of the lowest goals per game in the National Hockey League. Pittsburgh is 32nd, by the way, and Ottawa is 30th. So tied with Toronto. No, sorry. Tied with St. Louis for 30th.
But look Pittsburgh on the bright side. Whoever starts tonight's goals against is going to go back up a little bit.
Jonas Korpisalo.
It's going to be it's going to be a defensive and goaltender battle tonight.
You know what? I'm also surprised that Toronto is in that group. They're at 29th overall at 229 goals per game in the last seven games. I'm shocked that they've kind of dried up a little.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know.
Just surprised. Keep going.
Yeah, they shouldn't be in that mix. They're too offensively gifted, but
yeah,
they won't be there long.
Yeah, maybe. It's not springtime. It is springtime. The tractor trailer.
Is it spring? What did the guy say? The beaver or whatever it is. Was it six more weeks?
Oh, the groundhog.
The groundhog.
Beaver.
I don't know.
The beaver.
Welcome to Canada.
It is frigging gorgeous here today. Like outside, shorts and a t-shirt. I was like, this is what I signed up for when I moved here. Nobody told me there were four seasons in Nashville.
It snows in Nashville.
Yeah, once or twice a year. I had no clue. It's absolute. It's horse shit.
All right, fair enough. Yorkie, I cut you off. I apologize.
I forgot what I was going to say. It wasn't important.
It's always important when you speak. So going into tonight's game, there's a little bit of line juggling. I guess on the third and fourth line is Ostapchuk will go in, centering the third line. Ridly Gregg moves to the wing again. Dominik Kubalík's out on the left. The right. And then it's Kachuk, Kastelic, and Schmickle on the fourth line. How much do those guys play?
The question is, what's the over-under on Schmeichel going back to Europe after this season's done, Bob?
Oh,
Jesus Christ. He's going to do the Bodker when they were like, hey, Bods, you got the first meetings at the end of the year. And he goes, he took his shit home after the game. He's like, I'm not coming back for these meetings. See ya.
He played 4 minutes last game.
Yeah, he's sitting there going, what was I thinking? But good on him for taking a chance over here, but no.
You remember people were so high on him after training camp. It's like, this is a guy, he's a top six forward, he's gonna be this and that.
Yeah, it's a lot harder than playing in Europe, isn't it?
yeah
and preseason.
He did look good in preseason, though. Like, he was holding on to pucks, and it's tough. Like, it's really tough to come over here from Europe and to be asked to play on a fourth line role and work your way up. Just it's a grind. Like, you got to go down to the minors, and you got to beat out all those other guys who are hungry, and you got to have a good attitude. You got to play the game. You got to brown nose a little bit and play that game.
But we get so caught up in signing guys that have had great careers in Europe or the KHL or something and go,
it works sometimes.
Rarely.
Yeah. Very rarely. Zub was great. I mean, there's a great example, right? But
yep.
Who did Vegas give a ton of money to come over, and the guy lasted like a week and a half?
Yeah, who was that?
They signed him to like a 4-year, $16 million deal or something, didn't they?
Yeah,
someone like chat will tell me here in a sec.
And then it was all of a sudden it was like, he's not very good. It was like Shipachev or some weird name, and they were like, we're gonna
straight
down for some seasoning, and there he was like, no, you're not.
and some guys are just specialists at playing in Europe, like, because it's a different game, and they know you can cheat a little bit, and if you know how to do it the right way, you can be over there, and why bother coming back? You get paid pretty good, and it's a good life, and way less pressure.
Yeah. I got so many buddies that went over there. They were like ECHL to AHL players, and maybe a full-time AHL player if everything went well. And they knew, but they were like, I would have to grind with prospects coming down every year and coming up every year at the same time. He's just like, I went over. He doesn't even come back. He just stays there. He's like, it's incredible. They pay for my housing all year round.
Yeah.
They take care of my family and I. So if I was a player in that position, I'd be gone. I'd be going over there in a heartbeat.
I would recommend for most pro players at the end of your career, go over and play 2 years in Switzerland. And if you have any designs for your kids to play hockey, put them in the Swiss Hockey League for 2 years. Then they get a Swiss hockey license. They call it's the golden ticket.
That's because, awesome.
Because they only take, I believe, 4 imports, because they really protect their Swiss players. But that to me, that by far is the best. I'm not saying best overall league to play in talent wise, but the most fun when you're an older guy. Like, it's a blast.
I could absolutely see that. It looked like I was there for a week and I skated with the team once. and the GM was just begging. He's like, stay. And I was like, I got 2 young kids, man. I'm going home. He's like, we'll bring them all over. I'm like, no, they just
right? Cool.
I was like, not a chance. So wasn't happening, but man, Ambry Priota was awesome. What a
great liked it?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. We played those guys in the playoffs, and half of the rink back then was outside. And after the game, I remember all their fans whipping snowballs at us as we're going on our bus. We're just getting pelted with snowballs from their fans during the game. During the game, our goalie's like getting snowed on, kind of, because the snow's coming in from outside. Yeah, it's some, you get some weird experiences over there.
I don't check our chat very often, but could somebody block this guy that just is just bombarding us? Absolute pin dick.
Who? What are you?
He in the chat?
I'm like, for the first time ever, I think I clicked on something. I'm usually in our full screen, and I clicked in something by accident, and now all of a sudden my thing's getting lit up. I didn't even know we had this. This is kind of a cool feature over here.
I don't even know what you're looking at.
What are you? What chat are you on?
Am I not on our chat?
I don't know, but it's pretty good. And the YouTube chat is pretty good.
Okay, well, I'm on something. I'm on some kind of chat. People are talking about our show. I don't know what it is.
What are you listening? Now I'm so confused.
I don't know.
Isn't there like some new Twitter now in the U.S., Bob? What's that called?
X or something, right?
There's X, but there's another thing now. I don't know, Truth Social or something?
I have no idea.
Okay. Okay. Moving on. I want to get back to the final 20 games. And I kind of brushed off it earlier, but like, and we talked about there's going to be, I can't not see there being some change to this core perhaps, but like, I know I'm dancing around this, but it looks like we see on the ice guys that don't seem to really want to compete. And I know that's not the case, but what is happening right now with this group that they know April, they're flying somewhere and they're done for the season? I'm trying to understand mentality of the players at the moment.
They can, how many games left? What did we say?
20.
Yeah. Oh man. Oh, they're, I'll say this, they're on their iPads and when they're not at the rink looking around. Should I go to Turks? Maybe over to Switzerland? Like they're making plans, but at the same time, they want to compete and they want to finish strong. And it's just, this is the hardest time of year when you know you're not going to make the playoffs. If it was all 10 games, it's a little different because you're like, okay, I can grind this out. 20 games seems really daunting to you if you're out of the playoffs at this point in time. So, I guess where they're at mentally, I can't speak for them, but they're deflated. You're losing. You're going to the rink. There's not a lot of positivity right now. There's not a lot of positivity in the city with them, on podcasts with them. So they're just deflated and they need a win. And then they need a couple wins. I don't know. I always remember, like, you felt like even if you won games at this time of the year, knowing you were out, it was a Band-Aid for a day, right?
Yeah. At least, like there's going to be no hope for a long time. Like, you always have that glimmer. Remember last year they went on that West Coast swing and it's like, okay, you win a few games here. It's just, it's deflating this year because this was the first year of expectations. And I just think this group of players are just, feeling sorry for themselves. It's there's just like the air of the balloon has come out. And now it's like, you got to finish the season. And I don't know. I've been in a situation in Boston. We were so bad at the end of the year. We were out of it much earlier than this, but we didn't have the expectations that these guys did this year. So it's just a bad feeling. All you can do is go out and try and play your hardest, try and win some games, but it doesn't matter because everyone's going to say, and it is true, they don't mean anything anymore. But you just got to play, and because every day you're being evaluated and all those cliches, but it is what it is. It was a terrible season, right from day one. And you know what? There's going to be a major change. There has to be. There's no other way around it.
Is a major change for you, the coach? Or you're talking major roster, right?
I think they need both. I think they need to pick the right coach and they need to change. I just think how this team, like, do you remember back when there was hope for this team? Back when there was hope for this team, they used to always hang their hat. Remember they'd lose games and they say, we are a hard team to play against. We're hard to play against. And teams know we're hard. They're not hard to play against anymore. And when you lose and you're not hard to play against, and you just, you see the body language on the guys now, it's like they're waiting for something to happen. Get the season over with and see what happens at the draft.
Yeah. And it's hard to, I know we talked about it. Like, there's always something to play for. Older guys have the reason for another year on the contract. Younger guys have a reason to prove their contract or their next contract. Like, there is always something, but it is infinitely harder to get up for games when you're in the position that they're in right now. It's just human nature. It's harder, right? It's a harder job.
Yep.
And you forget that you're playing. You forget that you're playing hockey for a living a little bit, Yorkie, and you start to take it for granted. This was that time of year where you're like, I'm taking this for granted right now, because you're so bogged down by losing and the negativity that you're coming into.
Yeah. What is seven in a row, right? Seven in a row they've lost now?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And so the final 20 games, and we had the board up earlier, that for the last 6 years, they've only managed to win seven games in the final 20. Like, aside from two seasons where they won 11, which is last year and the year before, they went 11-7-2 and 11-8-1. It's not a very pretty picture going down the stretch. And every day I do the standings, you don't see a lot of the bottom teams winning very much. The Islanders and the Red Wings are flipping a little. But outside of that, the bottom teams, they're not doing much down the stretch here. And so I don't expect that it's going to be a whole lot of fun on the scoreboard either.
Yeah. The problem with the Sens is they've said it to the fans too many times. And to a man at the beginning of the season, the guys are on the record saying we're going to be a playoff team. So to me, they just feel like they've let the people down.
You can't say in the start of the season, I don't think we're going to make the playoffs. You need to sell hope every year. Every year you've got to say, we want to challenge for a playoff spot. That's the expectations.
For sure. For sure.
Well, then don't get upset when they don't.
I'm not upset. I'm just telling you. Just telling you what the players are feeling like.
No, I understand. But this whole concept of, well, you guys told us you were going to make the playoffs and you didn't. Well, as an organization, you all say that. There's not one team.
Your goal is always to be a playoff team. But here, honestly, all they can do right now is win some games, feel better about yourself, finish the year on a positive note, play the right way, get the goalies playing consistently well, figure out the power play, get an identity. So, like, this team has no identity right now.
But they're not going to have one until next year.
Well, just be tough to play against. Just be consistent. Just don't.
So then let me bring this up to you guys now. Has Jacques done enough with this group? Have we seen this team turn around and play any better? They're certainly not winning any hockey games. So are we okay with what Jacques has been able to do? Or are we just seeing a team right now that's trying to cheat again because they're trying to win a game?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com /host.
I think we saw for a period of time a change, or a buy-in, if you will. But I certainly don't think he's done enough to change the identity of the team. I think we've seen better games and more consistently in games, but they find a way to lose. And that's been since I was there. So no, he hasn't done enough. Better defensively, but remember when people were saying, if we get better defensively, it'll add to the offensive side. That is true in a sense, but it hasn't happened here. they've been south of the puck more. The goaltending is just so bad that every shot finds a way. So no, he hasn't done enough.
Yeah. I would say that lately, I don't mind how they're playing right now. Like, I thought they deserved to win that San Jose game. I thought they played well in Anaheim. Like, they're finding a way to lose, which is the sign of a team, you know, not a very good hockey team. Like, that's the honest truth. But I do think they're playing better defensively. I do think they're more responsible. I do think there's more of a game plan to play a certain, like, they're on top of pucks a lot better than they used to be. Like, before, they would dive bomb on the forecheck, guys would be caught, and there would be so much space between the defense and the forwards, teams would just waltz to the neutral zone. They're a much tougher team to get to the neutral zone on now. So there's a lot of things that are much better. But now all of a sudden, yeah, they can't score. But that happens with a lot of teams. It's just, there's so many little things. But again, you can look at this. Like I always say, look at the center ice position with this team. It's the most important position besides the goaltender on your hockey team. Timmy Stützle, Shane Pinto, Ridley Gray, great now, and they were throwing Rourke Sharkey in there. It's not a lot of experience. It's not a lot of experience. It's a lot of guys that are still figuring it out what it's like to be an NHL player, especially Greg, especially Pinto. And then your fourth line is, you know, you have a journeyman in Sharkey and you got Kaslik. And then you got Timmy, who's just, he's learning to be a 200-foot player. And we're seeing this year, there's ups and downs.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. It's just, he's learning on the job. And he's struggling sometimes, especially now. And we'll see. Like he's got to, he'll bounce back. It just, expectations with him are so high because we said it this year. He set the bar, 90 plus points, scored a ton of goals. Do it again. And it's always tougher to do it again.
Always tougher.
It's the way it is.
I'm going to change direction for a second because I just got an incredible text message that from a big time friend of the show. and Ryan DeZingle, who just said he's playing in Henderson, Nevada for the Golden Knights farm team tonight.
No way.
He signed on for the rest of the year there. And he said, last 15 games or I'm back in the show and I retire to come live with you. I was like, there's no way you're going right into it. He goes, yeah, I flew in yesterday. I'm right into the fire and I can't move, but God, could I still shoot a puck? So I said, okay, good luck.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It was just his birthday.
Yeah. Well, you know what, too? Little asshole. I texted him happy birthday and got nothing back. So I got ghosted. Now he wants to chat.
Oh, good for him. Oh, that's cool.
That's a great announcement for the show.
I thought when you said he's in Henderson playing that he was playing a golf course.
Oh, I mean, he might be playing nine before he goes out as much as he likes to play.
I love it.
Absolutely. Oh, good for him. Kid.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to get him on. I was going to reach out to him about coming on next week, but we'll see. Anyway, I don't know what he's up to now. He'll be a little busy. So is this a PT? Would this be a PTO then?
I'm going to guess that's a PTO. Yeah. Yeah. They were talking to him for a minute beforehand and he was just, he just wasn't sure what he was going to do. He's like, I don't know. And I just said, what are you being an idiot for? Get your ass to Vegas and go try one more time. So, I'm guessing it's a PTO, yeah.
Anyway, that's good. What a great organization. I know they take really good care of their players. And that facility is amazing, apparently, in Henderson.
He's only
I've seen it, but I haven't been through it. But I love it.
He's only 32 years old, Zinger. Like, he can't be sitting at home. Like, he's got lots of hockey left in that body.
Exactly. Get it done.
Get it.
All right. I took us off topic. I apologize.
Two years in Switzerland, Yorkie. Tell him to do that.
How many kids does Zinger have?
Just one little guy.
Is he old enough for hockey yet? No, right?
No, not yet. No, he's just a couple. He's 6 or 7 months.
Oh. It's never too young, Bob. Clearly,
get
you're
him
not
out there. Get on it.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on, and I just saw this in the chat earlier on, and I don't want to get into a big discussion about it because I'm not sure there is one. And there's a lot of people talk about body language and how that the players don't care. But there is I don't want to call it a growing concern. There's chatter about Brady isn't the captain to lead this team. And the reason they're not playing well is because he's not a good leader. Now, for the record, I completely disagree with this, but it seems to keep coming up. And I think it's because, well, everybody's losing right now. And then when you lose, everybody gets the finger pointed at them.
Yeah, I don't get the slander one bit, or even the thought process to me.
Yeah.
He's your on-ice leader all the time. I actually do understand. I've seen some times lately where his body language is slumping. He's also a young captain. So let's let him grow up a little bit too. The expectations from day one for him have been very high, and he's just continued to deliver in different capacities, whether it's on the ice or off the ice. So he gets a long leash with me, but I will say I have noticed it. But I've noticed it from every single player, and he's just a little immature for his age, or not immature for his age, a little immature as a captain, as a young captain. So he'll grow out of that for sure. But there's no question, hard stop, that he is not the right guy to lead the team on the ice. Not a chance. I'll never buy into that with the way he plays.
Yeah. Same with me. I just, like, I'm excited to see him when this team finally becomes a playoff team. I think that's where you're going to really see him thrive. Like, just be like, he's in a best of seven, just every single shift coming after the other team's D when it's hard, there's less space around the net. Like, he's so good around the net. It's been a tough year for a lot of guys. Like, it's just finish it strong, move on, make the changes that need to be made, give this group GM ownership. They didn't have enough time to put their stamp on the team. They'll put their stamp on the team this summer, and I think he evaluate come next year.
All right, moving on, because we have our guest here, and I don't want him to.
Is our special guest ready?
Yes. So I'd like to welcome to the show. I can't enlist all the jobs he does, so let's just say broadcaster and all around good guy, Colby Armstrong.
Oh shit!
Oh, hey, I better get my hat on too. Eh?
You gotta get the Bucky. Get your Buckies on, boys.
Bob, you got a Cheshire Cat hat too, don't you?
I'm not sure if I got a hat, but yeah. My name's probably somewhere in there on one of the walls.
That hat looks great on you, by the way, Herbie.
Oh, buddy, what a great spot. What a great time. Fratelli's for dinner. How do you beat that? Unbelievable. Old stomping grounds. Haven't been there in 10 years. Food's amazing. Then he took me over to the Cat. Just had a laugh. Yorkie's daily routine talk was just buzzing. What he does every day, Wordle, sits on the couch, pitter patters around the house, watches some Netflix, maybe Curb Your Enthusiasm, hot tub, shut her down.
Tuesday hockey today. You're going to get a dog walk in later.
Dog walk at the coffee, get a dog walk.
There's a lot of shit that needs to get done. But, you know, it was good. I'm glad you got a chance to come to trivia night last night. We had a blast.
I saw Kyle Bukauskas down at the rink. He said he just missed me. It's too bad. He said he was there doing trivia. Like, what? I mean, what's going on in Ottawa where everyone's running the trivia night out of the Cat? Is this like a secret meeting? Is it like a swingers club or something?
It's an exclusive club. It's you have to be part of the Good Guy Network to get in.
It was a pleasure to go there. And I mentioned to Spez this morning, I said I went to the Cat. Yorkie took me to the cage. Oh, the Cat. That's a great spot.
I need to bring this up, Yorkie, that I've been asking about showing up, going to the Cat for trivia for like 2 years now. Colby rides into town and in like 2 hours, he's at the Cat for trivia night.
Right there. Well, because I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, Wally. Oh, my God.
We talked about this last time. We talked about this last night. There's a club. It's called the Good Guy Network. It's hashtag. It's trending right now. If you're in the Good Guy Network, you make a call to someone else in the network before you come to town and you say, hey, I'm in town. We're going to meet up. I got the call from Colby 2 days ago, set up a plan. It's like when I went to Nashville, got a hold of Bob. Bob and I met, the wives got together. That's what good guys do. That's why we got the network.
We all have cards, Wally. If you don't have the card, I can't help you, buddy.
What happened?
That's because you named the podcast after yourself and didn't have
to go on it. Like, listen to this, Colby. We had our podcast. Well, it's not our podcast because they have these Faces Awards. So
it's all of ours.
We look for this award show, and it's called the Coming in Hot Podcast with Brett Wallace.
What a beauty. What a joke.
Like, how selfish can you be? Good guys don't do that.
I didn't name it.
Hey Wally, if you want to call the number, it's 1-800 good guys. Just work on it, give it a call.
That's what we do. We're good guys. Yeah. We're not salty, like we laugh, we have fun.
Oh yeah, it was great times. I loved it. And shout out to Joe, Yorkie's buddy. He actually bought me this hat. He's like, you can't leave here without a hat. So I said, okay. I went in there, handpicked this baby out of the gift shop in the front of the cat. When I walked in, I didn't notice the gift shop, but there's a gift shop there. And I got the hat as a little memento of the good guy night we had tonight, last night in Ottawa, in Canada.
I got it, Colby. I got it.
You couldn't finish. I couldn't fit any more food in the boiler, though. Eh? Like, I tried to get you to get the homemade ice cream, bring it back to the hotel. I didn't want anything to do with it.
No, I know. I'm on the fasting, but I'm down 13 pounds. I'm going to go right now. This is the big question right now is how's Ottawa's media meal? Yorkie tipped me off. Cookies are good, but other than that, it's a suspect setup. So I'm gonna get in there. I'm gonna give it a twirl because I eat at like 5 o'clock every day now. Just one meal, just pound it. Last night I overdosed a bit. I went OD on Fratelli's. Just filled the boiler with Yorkie. It's been a while since I did that. I had the Diablo. I had the pasta Diablo. But Bobby, everyone was throwing the chicken parm on my lap. They're saying you got to get it. It's unbelievable. We had the dessert though there. That was pretty good, Yorkie. Great call on that. But I'm going to give this a go today in Ottawa. Haven't been back here in a long time, so it'll be nice.
Your army, I would put it along the lines Pittsburgh-ish without the dessert, with like the ice cream and stuff. No ice cream like that. So
I don't even eat in Pittsburgh's one. I don't even know what it's like.
It's about the same.
Bob, you're doing the fast. You did the fasting, didn't you?
I did for a while. Yeah. I did the OMAD, one meal a day.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. And then I had no problem doing it because you would just, for the first 12 hours, you couldn't look at food because I went a little
go crazy.
Ain't there for an hour a day. But you just lay down afterwards and your barrel hangs out your boxers. But I never felt better on it, but it was too hard to continue with, like,
yeah,
all of a sudden I'm going to lunch with the kids and I just
that's what it was when Yorkie picked me up last night. He was blaring "The Boys Are Back in Town," but he changed the word to "The Boiler's Back in Town." The boy
I just hammered on the radio.
Well, because we knew we were just gonna just pound some food. Yeah,
a little thin Lizzie. The Boiler's Back in Town. I love it. Hey, when's the team bus leaving? When do you gotta go?
I got to go here. I think I don't know. I got to look at it. I'm not really good at the whole itinerary thing. I'm like last minute panic attack, anxiety, like, oh shit, did I miss the bus? What's going on? Where am I supposed to be? Am I allowed to stand here? Where do I sit? I don't know what I'm doing. So I just try to hunker down, stay out of the way, make sure I'm early enough that I'm not like, you know, the doors aren't closing and I'm ramming onto the bus. I'm very, very like low key.
Hey, now that you're a media guy, does Sid like ignore you and pretend he's never met you before? How does that work?
I stay out of vision of his eyes. I try not to like get in the way of him. I don't walk around him. When I walk by on the bus, I don't say hi or anything. I just stay
head down.
Head down, shut up, let the boys do their job, stay out of the way. Oh. Don't bug them like trying to be friends like the rest of the media guys. Like, hey, we're buddies.
hey, but I was super impressed because Sid was in Fratelli last night.
Yeah,
I gotta say, the way he treats people is fantastic. Because, you know, some guys.
Oh, the whole way out, he was kissing babies and taking pictures. Oh, like, he was unbelievable.
He was great. He was great. Yeah. Maritime guy, right?
Totally. Great guy. And, Bob, they had the seekers were right outside of the Fratellis. Like, they knew that they were there like clockwork, buddy. They were waiting there.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have their own network.
They have their own hotline too.
Yeah. There's bird. Was there bird seed still on the ground?
Somehow the guy had my cards. I signed a few Audis. I'm like, how do you have mine kicking around? What's going on here?
I'll tell you something. The best, one of the best, because George Paris may have had two or three of the best costumes I've ever seen for Halloween, but he showed up as a seeker for our Halloween party.
No.
Stood outside Getzlaff's house with a rope. And like he couldn't get by. He had been collecting all of our cards from the locker room for a year, and had a binder with. My god, it was incredible. He stayed in character till every single person was there. It was incredible.
Oh, legendary, legendary. Hey,
we should get before Army goes. We should get his lock of the day for picking. Get a feel
pens
for what's
going
on. What's going on with this with the pennies? Like, who's winning this game?
This should be a battle tonight, boys. This could be a battle right here. I think the Pens win tonight. I think they've drowned their sorrows almost. Like, they've been feeling like their hearts ripped out, and obviously the trade deadline thing and Gensel. And I think, I don't know why, I just have a feeling they throw it together tonight and kind of get things, like, get over it and get things going again. I have a feeling. So you can't lose to the Sens, right?
just a kick and come on the podcast and kick the fans in the nuts.
I do like the Sens, though. You guys know that. I like the Sens. I think they're. Maybe we jumped the gun on if they're too, you know, on what they really are right now, but they've got good players in place, and just, you know, their future is bright, no question. So we'll see how the summer goes and everything. But I'm high on them. They got good skill. There's no question. The Pens aren't ready. They're going to get stung tonight by, like, the Sens can score. They've got guys that can, with skill, they're young. They got speed. They can attack off the rush and quick strike. And obviously Tkachuk's a handful when he gets going, grizzly bear mauling style down low below the dot. So it's they have to be ready to go, or else it's not going to be pretty. No question.
All right. You got to go. Right?
Speaking of getting ready to go, Colby, we'll let you go. Army, good to see you, sir. I appreciate you stopping by.
I love you. Thanks, boys.
Good guy network.
Good to be on. All right.
There goes Colby Armstrong. 1-800 good guy. Okay.
Yep.
Just writing it down.
Well, you're going to have to go on a course. We can send you away, or you can do the online version. It's tough, though. It's tough. Like, you're going to have to go against everything you know in your personality traits. You're going to have to cheat.
Yeah, half the battles ordering food at a restaurant.
By the way, I'd like to welcome in our new partners to the show, the Cheshire Cat and Fratellis, after all the free work we've done for them today. All right, let's get to it. It's time for the Betway Lock of the Day, brought to you by, of course, Betway, our good friends. They bet your way with Betway, the official betting partner of the National Hockey League. Okay, gentlemen. Now, I just want to point out, Ottawa has won 3 straight games against Pittsburgh, and at home, they're 5-1 in their last 6 against the Penguins. Claude Giroux got points in the last 3 against the Pens, which is 6 points. The Pittsburgh Penguins power play, 29th. They've lost 3 in a row, 6 of 7. It's not like this is a slam dunk for Pittsburgh, who've been outscored 30-10 in the last 7 games.
Ooh.
So, you know what? I told I wouldn't, but I'm taking Ottawa. They sucked me back in.
Oh, yeah. You just can't stay away, eh?
They suck.
You're a sucker. Who's starting tonight for Ottawa? Do we know?
Jonas Korpisalo against Tristan Jarry.
Tristan Jarry. Jesus Christ. Who do we go with here? You know.
By the way, Jonas Korpisalo doesn't have a win since, I believe, February the 10th.
Oh, he's just dying for a win right now.
Oh, man. You go when you're ready, Yorkie, or I'll go when I figure it out.
It's like Tombstone. Say when.
Yeah, Sid's gonna be a little slow if he was at Fratelli's. That one will weigh you down. But I'm gonna go.
Come on, Bob.
Think it's good. I'm going with the Ottawa Senators.
Oof, two cennies, eh?
We got a couple guys that are gonna break out of the funk tonight.
That's right. They can't keep losing forever.
They have been good at home. Yeah, I'm going Ottawa too.
Oh
no!
Why Come on, not? Yorkie.
All right.
Okay, I'll take Pittsburgh. Because, I don't. I'll be different.
We'll go sideways because whenever we pick all the same, it usually means the other team.
I don't think to be different, I'll take Pittsburgh. But again, it's who knows? Flip a coin. Who knows who's going to show up?
It is a 50-50 game for me.
50-50. Yeah, give me the pennies then. Sid looked focused last night when I saw him. Came over. Colby's full of crap too. Sid loves him because Colby's a funny guy. He came over to the table. Colby said a few jokes. He had a couple laughs. But he is. I'm so impressed how he handles. You know, some guys will see a fan. It's tough, right? But
I know a few. Yeah,
he's impressed. Yeah, there's a couple of dinks out there.
Seen a few.
Pindick.
Yeah.
Yep. So trademark.
Yeah. Give me Pittsburgh.
All right.
Okay. I don't think we're going to catch Bob. I don't know how he managed to pull away like he did, but
yeah.
You guys were
because he didn't bet he didn't bet on the Sens. I think
you were optimistic and I was realistic.
It doesn't make sense to me. So
you're gonna with your record, your guy Wally. Sorry, with your record, you're gonna be betting the ponies here soon.
Pretty much, the house is up tonight. I believe. I think that's all.
We'll play tomorrow. We can do it again.
All right, gentlemen. I appreciate you stopping by for the Brent Wallace podcast, and good to see Colby Armstrong joining us. So
absolutely,
we will see you Thursday morning, 9 a.m. Enjoy the game tonight, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to Coming In Hot. If you enjoyed the show, hit that like button and be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.